water, the boil advisory will remain in place until further notice. Down FM West, USDA 111 will hold meet and greets next week with the finalists to be the next superintendent. They'll be held Monday and Tuesday mornings from 11 until 12 at the Highland City Hall, located at 220 West Main Street. Patrons are encouraged to attend. The candidates' names will be announced on the morning of their interview day. The Down FM West Board of Education held a special meeting Monday evening to review the applicants and select candidates to interview. Current Superintendent Dr. Valora Hanzelcheck will retire at the end of the current school year. She has served as superintendent since July 2022.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansaland Radio Listening Area forecast. Going to be the last night of cold below average temperatures for this time of year. Yet as we head into the weekend, we'll see lots of sunshine on Saturday and highs climbing in the mid-30s. By Sunday, we could make a run for 50 degrees. Average highs on this time of year, 46 degrees, and our average lows around 23 degrees. For tonight, we're looking mostly clear with a low around 8 degrees, with overnight wind chill values as low as minus 3. South winds at 5 to 10. Saturday's looking mostly sunny with a high near 35. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. By Saturday night, we'll see partly cloudy skies with a low around 24. Sunday looks mostly sunny with a high near 46 and southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 33. As we start the next work week, Monday's looking mostly sunny with a high near 58 with west winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night looks mostly clear with a low around 36. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jay Marsleck.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The professionals at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hale gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis, meaning one field could trigger loss. Stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha to find out more, or call 785-284-7611.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
It's her first night on the town since she was just 18. A lady down on love and out of hope and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away. And she's like a baby just learning how to play. Never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon. When he asked her to marry, and she gladly said, okay. And a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. But work took me away from home late at night, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her, never let her down. Now she's a lady down on.
Soon got concept of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives, to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's community stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
about now. Let the crowd gather round. They'd come to watch him pay for his every sin. She called him everything under the sun. And when we thought that she was done, she read back and she let him have it again, man. She said, why don't you kiss?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to Holton High School. Studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke with you, Zach Irie and Ethan Will on our production team tonight as we're streaming on the Holton and Sabetha channels on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Also broadcasting on 92.1 KMZA Seneca and FM 103.9 KMZA Hiawatha. Got lots of wrestling going on tomorrow. A lot of our staff will be involved with 3 through 1A Boys Regional Wrestling at Council Grove, as well as a team broadcasting live audio and video from Tonganoxie in the Class 4A Boys Regional on the Holton Channel. The 3 through 1A Regional will be on the Sabetha Channel coming up tomorrow, and the next week we roll right into the postseason for high school basketball. Tonight is the last Friday of the regular season. After the Holton girls were victorious tonight, 55-27, it's time to turn our attention to the boys' contest, in which back on January the 14th, Sabetha defeated Holton 53-37. Sabetha is 11-7. They come into tonight's game having won three consecutive games. Pretty good wins against Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton, and Jeff West. 6-4 in the Big East League for the first time this year, and Josh Wartenberger, now in his second season as head coach of the Blue Jays, last year 19-4, lost that heartbreaking double overtime game to Hayden, denying them a trip back to the state tournament. But a rebuilt roster that, again, has a lot of seniors this year for the Blue Jays. For the Holton Wildcats, a new coach, Marco Hunter, third different coach in 4 years for these seniors that were honored tonight in between games for the Wildcats, and they will start four seniors tonight. Their fifth senior is actually injured this evening and will miss this game. That is Brody Meyer. Holton's boys' record is 5 wins and 13 losses. They are 3-7 in the Big East League. They had a little bit of momentum, but have now lost 5 games in a row. The Wildcats falling to Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Hiawatha, Jeff West, and most recently earlier this week, another tight game falling at Osage City, 60-52. So it's Holton and Sabetha meeting for the second time this year on senior night. And again, as mentioned, Brody Meyer has been a starter for Holton every single game this season, but on the final home game of his career, he'll not get a start, as Brody Meyer with a broken wrist is out for the rest of the season. He's a phenomenal golfer and hopefully will be back this spring. So that's a team that is incredibly balanced and, again, very deep as they have been. And they will play their final regular season game at Nemoff Central on Monday. Holton wraps up their regular season next week on Tuesday with a road game as well. They'll be at Royal Valley. We're going to take a quick timeout here during our pregame show. It is a Rainbow Communications broadcast here on Rainbow Live tonight as well. And, of course, we got the scoreboard show coming up after this boys game with Jake and Boss standing by for the scoreboard show here later tonight. A pregame timeout right now. We'll get you the starting lineups and set for Holton Sabetha boys Big East basketball after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. view your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Flipak with you, getting set for Big East League basketball as at Tolton and Sabetha. We're going to get you the starting lineups here for the Sabetha visiting Blue Jays and Coach Josh Wartenberger. 6-foot senior Mitchell Kramer starts. He's joined in the backcourt by 6-foot senior Tyler Winger. Also starting for Sabetha is 6'2 senior Brody Dieters. In the post, it's Tyce Frazee, a 6'4 senior, and LT Thomas, a 6'3 senior, rounds out Sabetha's starting five. So it is all seniors, Kramer, Frazee, Dieters, Winger, and Thomas for the 11-7 Sabetha Blue Jays. 32 years under head coach Scott Berger, who's in the house tonight. Now Josh Wartenberger is assistant taking over and in his second full season as head coach. They have won three in a row. Started the season 5-5, then got to 8-5. Had a couple losses against Silver Lake and Rossville, but then have won three in a row coming into tonight's game on the road. Holton, meanwhile, has lost five straight. It's the final home game tonight. They'll start four seniors. They include 6'2 Braden Peak, 6-foot guard Bodie Dillon, also 5'10 guard Logan Altenberg getting the start tonight. And in the post, replacing the injured Brody Meyer, it'll be Luke Lassie, a 6'9 senior. So Lassie and Altenberg get their first starts here on senior night at home for the Wildcats. The only non-senior starter will be Corbin Fox. He's a 5'10 junior for Holton. So they would have been able to start all five of their seniors, but Meyer's injured. Altenberg and Lassie move into the starting lineup tonight, joining regulars Peak and Dillon and the junior Corbin Fox. Holton just 5 wins and 13 losses, but a motivated team here on senior night tonight. They played some quarters and some halves, but haven't been able to play a full game like they feel like they're capable of. So it's Holton and Sabetha coming up. We'll take a quick timeout here for the national anthem, our final pregame timeout. When we come back, it's tip-off time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dustin Cook back with you. Studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Zach Irie, Ethan Will running the production online here tonight as we get set for Sabetha and Holton. Second meeting of the year. Blue Jays won the first one 53-37 with a big second half to pull away in that game for the win. Two teams kind of going in opposite directions a bit as well, with Sabetha playing pretty darn good, three straight wins, and Holton struggling a bit, having lost five consecutive coming in to tonight. Looking at some of the leaders in this contest for Holton, they're led by Braden Peek, 11 points per game. Bodie Dillon, 10 points per game. But Dillon also is in the top three on the team in rebounds, and he leads the team in both steals and assists, as well as three-pointers made. For the Sabetha Blue Jays, we talked about their balance. It's Kramer, you got Winger, 12 points per game. LT Thomas, 10 points per game. And a lot of guys, Peters, 7, Brazy, 5. A lot of guys can contribute on any night for the Sabetha team that is deep and balanced. It makes them good again this season after their 19-4 campaign, and even though they lost some phenomenal seniors a year ago. So we're set to tip this one off. Hope you enjoy it. The scoreboard show coming up later tonight. Mentioned earlier, but don't forget this next week is our final week of the high school basketball coaches shows. This Wednesday and Thursday will be your last chance to hear from girls and boys high school basketball coaches throughout the Northeast Kansas and MSC radio area, with interviews starting around 5:30 both Wednesday and Thursday nights, and also posted online at mscsports.net. Luke Lassie at 6'9", going to jump it up against Tyce Frazee, who is 6'4". Lassie getting the start tonight. He was behind the mic last week. Luke helping out Zach and Ethan a little bit on the broadcast while I missed the game last Friday night. Final Friday of the regular season here. The Blue Jays win the tip. They'll go left to right here at the start. Steve Thomas, one of about three letter winners for this Blue Jay team that came back because of all the seniors that played varsity minutes a year ago. It's about the possession here to start the game as Kramer gets it to the left side, and now in the lane, it's Frazee bumped and missed it, but a rebound offensively by Brody Dieters. Now the ball taken away. Here comes Corbin Fox for Holton in the home whites. Wildcats move from right to left. Aiden Peek over on the left to Fox. Fakes the three, dribbles, passes to Bodie Dillon up top. Now over to Altenberg as Lassie flashes to the high post. Altenberg will put it on the floor. Out Lassie, back over to Logan, also getting his first varsity basketball start. Lassie going to work down low, off the glass, takes it and takes it home. Lassie scores the first two of the game. We're 1 minute in. Both teams have had just one possession. Holton will start zone defensively here. Team that likes to mix up defenses throughout the night. An open three, Kramer. Mitchell missed badly, but Lassie gets the rebound, and then he traveled with it, trying to pull the ball away. Holton coaching staff was begging for a foul call, and as Lassie tried to rip that ball away, kind of turned and took a couple steps, and so the Blue Jays will get it. First turnover on Holton, something that has been a problem off and on this Rico Hunter coming as an assistant from Topeka West. First time as a head high school varsity basketball coach. The third one these Holton senior boys have had in their four-year career. With passing by the Blue Jays, Frazee trying to back it in, nearly tied up. He gets it to Thomas, who zips it back up top to Kramer. Now on the right side, here's a three. Up and in, the tray for Tyler Winger. Just great ball movement there and execution by the Blue Jays. Take the lead on the made basket. Now come with full court pressure. Holton able to break it with the lob ahead to Peak. Back to Bodie Dillon, who skips it on the near side to Altenburg. We got a whistle and, a bloody eye for Logan Altenburg, and he's got some on his jersey. Might have to change that as Carrick DeDonder, a normal starter, checks in for Holton, a 6'1 junior. Altenburg, a fingernail or something there above his eye, got a little cut, so he has to check to the bench. Bodie Dillon looking to the sideline here as he will call the play. And Holton without Brody Meyer, who broke his wrist playing the game the other night, played a great game against Osage City on Monday, and he suffered that injury in his basketball career. Here's Lassie again, right side of the paint. Tough shot. This banker won't go. Lassie gets it back and is fouled, and will head to the line to shoot two. Will they get his own miss as they try to feed the big man inside? And Sabetha's first foul tonight on Tice Frazee.
I'm absolutely loving the both teams.
It means a lot. I mean, sub-state seeding is huge for both these teams. He missed the first free throw. He's just 48% on the throw for Luke is no good long, but Carrick DeDonder gets the long offensive rebound. Good energy, for, as you mentioned there. Ethan, here's a deflection by Sabetha to steal. Great hustle play by Winger, who feeds it ahead to Kramer for the Deuce.
That pass while he was falling.
Steal and the assist by Winger. Great hustle play there by one of the Blue Jays seniors. Now a three. Dillon off the mark. Lassie trying to get it. Sabetha fans wanted it over the back. Here comes Thomas quickly into the half court for Sabetha. Kicks it to the far corner. Taking a three is Kramer this time, and now Dieters will set it up. Near side, the ball comes to Winger, to the high post, Frazee, turns, shoots, left it short. Rebound tipped into the hands of Thomas. He puts it up in the paint. That's no good. Lassie has another board. Lassie with four rebounds already in this game. Sabetha leads it 5-2. 4:40 to go. We're just underway here in the first quarter. Fox a shot, and he's fouled as getting there a little bit late. That's going to be on Frazee, and it's his second personal. So only two fouls in this game, but both of them against Frazee, who will have to set as Luke Rinier, the 6'5", senior, is going to check in here for the Blue Jays. Urban Fox, almost 70% at the line, but he misses his first of the night. So Holton 0-for-3, shooting free throws, getting the first basket of the night for Luke Lassie. Deep bench for the Wildcats tonight as Fox hits the second, and he's in the scorebook. Holton is down by just two, and they'll come with full court pressure as well. Thomas finds Winger on the run at half court, 3-on-3. Pass to the right, nice fake. Kramer underneath, up and under and in. Second bucket for Kramer. Nice control there and getting the good look. Kramer able to finish. Dillon over to Fox. He's open. Passes up to three. Sit back for Carrick DeDonder. Donder is the fourth leading scorer for the Wildcats, averaging about 5 points per game. Get it to him going to the basket. He passes to Lassie, 10-footer, off the rim high and no good. Holton will be a lot shorter tonight without Brody Meyer and Luke Lassie able to mix that up a little bit. That's a leading 7-3 with the ball. Now over half the first quarter has gone by. He had to go to the bench with two fouls for Sabetha. Thomas sends it over to Winger. He's open. Why not? Oh, in and out. No good. Lassie again clears the glass. Dillon looking ahead. We mentioned leading the team in assists. He's got 76 of them. 30 steals to lead the team. Nice feed, and Lassie able to finish with some authority. Second bucket by Lassie. It wasn't a big stuff. But he got it to go down and cut the deficit in half. 7-5 score. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Off the screen, the ball floated high in the near corner to Kramer. Now Winger attacks left. Little teardrop floater in the paint. Tyler Winger scores his second bucket. Nice body control and hang time there by Winger after getting penetration into the lane. Fox trying to feed Lassie and does. Lassie goes baseline. Reverse layup.
Wow.
And Luke Lassie showing the move.
He's on fire.
Reverse layup. He's got 6 of Holton's 7 points. Holton down by 2 again. Here's Brody Dieter going around Lassie. You can tell he's a little bit tired. So Gale going to check in. Lassie says, I need a breather. He'll go to the bench, but a good first 5.5 minutes for Luke with 6 points and 5 rebounds.
Now, without Luke Lassie, we don't have a big, big guy in it.
Right. Caden Gale, only 6 foot tall. He checked in as a junior. Beth went to their bench as well. They just brought in Micah Lang, a 6'1 junior. Also for Renier out there. Sabetha has Isaac Carter out there as well. He's a 6'4 senior, so Blue Jays going off that depth here already. There's a missed shot. It's rebounded by Gale. Clears the glass. Holton had an early lead at 2-0, now trying to get it back. Donder up top to Dillon. Now Fox, high pass to Peek, who hasn't been able to get a look at the basket yet. Holton's top scorer. Here's a 3 by Dillon, and he strokes it in. The Wildcats lead on Bodie Dillon's 28th triple of the year. Breaking the pressure. Minute 35 to go here in the first quarter. Holton continuing to play some zone. Bethesda has Logan Blasky out there as well, another senior. They lose the ball. Wildcats come up with it. Holton ahead 10-9. Minute 15. They'll take a little air out of the basketball. Dillon lobs it to Fox. Bethesda's got 3 players waiting to check in. Fox has his shot blocked by Winger. Loose ball finds Dillon, and now to the left, wide open is DeDonder. A 3 missed, but a foul. I think it was Renier that got there late. DeDonder hit the deck, and he's going to get 3 free throws with 1 minute to go here in the quarter. Joe Kramer, Brody Dieters, and LT Thomas all about to come back in for Sabetha after these first couple of free throws. Holton is just 1-for-4 at the line. This time it'll be DeDonder. Hasn't been there a ton, but he hasn't hardly missed at the free throw line all season. This one is perfect. Derek becomes the 4th different Wildcat player to score. Foul was on Luke Renier. That's his first. Foul number 3 on the Jays. Donner's 2nd free throw, no good. He's got 1 more coming. Jays bring in that trio that we just mentioned. Here's getting a little chance to catch their breath here before the final 6 seconds of quarter number 1. Third free throw for DeDonder, and it bounced many times on the iron, but then drops through. Holton with their biggest lead in the game, now ahead 12-9. Full court pressure, and Jays break it with Lang's pass to Thomas on the left baseline now. Tough spin shot. That won't go for Isaac Carter. Offensive board, though, is Kramer able to keep the possession. And now the ball stolen away by DeDonder. He's going to be all alone for the right side layup, and Carrick rolls it in. 4 straight points for Carrick DeDonder as the Wildcats up by 5. 30 seconds to go here. Almost another steal. And, it was fouled. That was a misplay ball by LT Thomas as he touched it. Little indecision here in front of the scores table at half court. I think if he didn't touch that ball, it's probably Sabetha's ball, but instead back-to-back turnovers on the Blue Jays. Holton now will get it, probably hold for the final shot of this first quarter. 15 seconds to go in it. Holton has scored 7 consecutive points to lead by 5. Peek in the near corner, 8 seconds left. Peek weaving his way through defenders, gets in some trouble. Now they find Dillon on the right wing, deep 3, and it rolled off. And then an over-the-back foul on Peek as the first quarter expires. So it's only Holton's second team foul. The first one on Braden Peak. But Holton down 9-7, goes on a 7-0 run to end the first quarter. So it's the Wildcats 14 and the Sabetha Blue Jays 9 after one quarter of basketball. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the final Friday of Big East regular season hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On to the second quarter we go. Holton 14, Sabetha 9. Last year, these two teams split during the regular season, and it was Holton getting a big road upset win at Sabetha the final week of the regular season. I know Sabetha certainly remembered, as that was their only loss in the Big 7 last year. Here's a peak shot down low, no good. Holton with the ball to begin the second quarter, but come up empty as they try to get Peak involved offensively, but it'll be Blue Jay basketball. Holton sets up a 2-2-1 press. Luke Lassie still on the bench. Fox and Dodger at the top. Dylan and Gale in the middle. Peak is back deep to protect. Sabetha again breaks it with ease. Here's Kyler Winger in the lane. It gets it to crawl in over the front of the rim. Tyler Winger now with 7 to lead the Blue Jays. To the 14-11 ball game. Jays got a little sloppy there at the end of that first quarter. Had a couple possessions with turnovers. Gale can't get a shot off. Out to Fox is wide open. A 3 is in and out. Rebound secured by Sabetha Dieters. A lot of contact. Bodies hitting the floor. And it's going to be Sabetha basketball. 6:52 to go till our Highland Community College halftime show. Holton will stay in the press. Jays haven't turned it over against that full-court pressure yet. Good ball handlers, including Dieters, who takes it across the timeline. Kramer now double-team trapped and able to dribble out of it. He hits it over to LT Thomas, now in the far corner. This pass by Dieters in the lane. Tough sandwich down there around Micah Lang. It kicks it to an open Thomas, and the whistle, 3-second count. With Micah Lang caught in the paint down there for Sabetha, their third turnover of the contest. The lead remains 3 as Holton will work against some full court pressure as well. They get it to the middle. Fox across the timeline. Lob to Peak. Had a man open underneath, but Peak lost the handle. And then he picked up a foul. That's going to be number 2 on Braden Peak. And if this game is like all the other Holton games this year, that means that Peak is done and will not see the court the final 6 minutes and 21 seconds here in this second quarter. Holton's leading scorer to the bench with 2 fouls. He lost the basketball. Turnovers even at 3 apiece now in this game. 6:10 in the clock moving second quarter. Baseline looking for a pass with nothing there and shooting instead Kyler Winger as he should. 9 points now for Winger. Blue Jays back within 1 a couple minutes into the second frame. Flynn takes off. The dribble alive. Bodie hit 1 3-point shot. The only one for Holton in the first quarter. Here's DeDonder trying to hit one, but on the near baseline, he misses. Gale gets the board, goes up, missed it. A third time is the charm as Caden Gale working the glass, getting the bucket on a third chance opportunity. The 3, DeDonder missed by Gale, but he got his own miss and followed it up and through. Good hard work by Caden Gale, who was a starter early this season. Shot missed, but a good rebound by Winger. Nice feed and an easy bucket by Micah Lang. Holton fans wanted to foul her and over the back there against Winger, but great aggressiveness getting the ball and then finding the open man and Lang. Holton breaks the press. Their lead is one. Hellcats up 16-15. 5 minutes to go till the break. One hasn't had a rest yet. He backs it out, catches his breath, and a bad pass by Gale thrown away. Winger gets the steal, feeds it ahead to Kramer. Is wide open for the layup. 6 points for Kramer. A Holton turnover leads to an easy open layup for the Blue Jays, who are now back on top here on the road. 17-16, Sabetha. As we head to a 30-second break, it's Big East basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dustin Flupak with you. Scoreboard show at Jacob Boss follows our broadcast here tonight. Holton girls won by 28, their 10th win of the year. Just about the boys ahead, 17-16. Logan Altenberg checks back into the Wildcat lineup during that break. He replaces Gale. Also, Luke Lassie back in, who had a great 5.5-minute start with 6 points, five boards. See if Holton can keep feeding him the ball down low. He's at the high post right now. It's about to play man-to-man defense. Altenberg with the dribble. Up top it goes to Dillon. Fox to Donder out there as well for Coach Marco Hunter. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the second stanza. Quick ball movement by the Wildcats. Dillon looking down low. Can't feed Lassie. Fox. Over to Donder. Motion offense, but nothing going to the basket for the Wildcats. Sabetha's really got him defended here a long ways away from the ball. Long ways away from the basket, I should say. Holton's offense all out here on the perimeter. Lassie backing his man down low. Count the basket. Plus one. I think the foul on Dieters, and Lassie's got a chance for the three-point play. Playing for the best that we've seen him this season here in this first half. Holton retakes the lead. The foul is on Reed Mitchell. Free throw short. Lassie's 0 for 3 at the line, or he'd already be in double digits. Holton has already attempted 8 free throws, but they've only made 3 out of 8. Double team here against Dieters. He gets around the defense, now drives around Lassie, throws it up and in. Brody Dieters. Strong finish. Multiple lead changes now here in the second quarter. Holton led by 5 at the end of 1, but that depleted in a hurry. 19-18, Blue Jays by 1, 3:15 to go here in the second frame. Donder on the baseline to Altenberg, feeds Lassie again. Turn around, little baby hook with the right hand. It's no good that time. They had Isaac Harder on it. Here comes Winger weaving his way up the court. Kyler kicks near side, faking the three. Dieters, baseline, passes, and then it's tipped and stolen. Lassie got a hand on it. That was almost too good for Sabetha there. Almost too many passes. Unselfish play. 2:50 remaining in the half. Dillon a three from way downtown. Nope. And Lassie's over the back. Brody Dieters giving up about 7 inches, but he had inside position. That's going to be foul number 2 on Luke Lassie. Peek already on the bench with 2. Again, Lassie's half is probably done. That's how Coach Hunter plays it. Gale going to need to produce here. As Holton's played just 7 tonight, missing regular starter Brody Meyer due to an injury. That's the breaks the press. LT Thomas. Nice. Wow! And the finish with the left-hand layup by Brody Dieters from LT Thomas. That was pretty.
Beautiful passes.
21-18. Dillon gets it ahead to Altenberg. 2-on-1, trying to make a pass, and he traveled with the basketball. 3 subs for Sabatha, Renier, Kramer, and Lang. And that's what makes this Blue Jay team so good, is that, you know, they're playing nine guys. Holton's only playing seven. They're bringing guys in and out, giving them breaks. They're fresh. So Holton a little bit winded here against all that Sabatha wave of talent and consistent pressure, both on offense and defense. 2 minutes to go in the half. LT Thomas doing what he does best, gliding to the basket and finishing. First points for LT. He's the fifth different Blue Jay player to score. Now Sabatha's up by five, their largest lead, after they down by five at the end of the quarter, and Altenburg unable to handle the basketball there, lost the handle. That's turnover number five on the Wildcats.
Altenburg was out earlier because he got injured in his eyebrow.
Yeah, had a little cut, but it wasn't on his jersey or anything. He's still in number 12, and it looks like he has that kind of glued back together or whatever it is down there. Trying to feed Renier of the Blue Jays. Now they get the ball to Lang. Kicks it out for a three-point shot. We got a three-second lane violation. That's twice Sabatha's been hit by a three-second lane call.
I haven't even really heard that call season.
Don't see it too much, but they're watching it tonight, that's for sure. Goes down as a Blue Jay turnover, their fifth one of the game. Here's Box spotting up for three. Got it. In rhythm, in transition, Corbeau with the triple. 23-21. That's a five-point lead. Right back down to two. Just over a minute to go.
Crowd is alive.
Reed Mitchell, one of the few juniors, along with Michael Lane, didn't see any varsity action, but he turns the ball over, and that's turnover number six on Sabatha. Holton gets it ahead to Altenburg. Double-teamed and in some trouble. Altenburg on the baseline. Now Fox floats it high to Bodie Dillon. Coach Hunter feels a lot better when Bodie Dillon has the basketball in his hands. You can hear Coach Hunter a lot of times right down here where we are courtside, like, Bodie. He's like, he wants Bodie to have the ball. He feels so much better when the ball's in the hands of Mr. Bodie Dillon.
Rightfully so.
Right. 20 seconds to go. Maybe trying to hold for one shot. Now Fox at the back, pulls up in the lane, bounces off the rim. Renier with the board. Now Sabatha's got it with 12 seconds remaining and a two-point lead. Pass to the right wing to Kramer. Kramer to Donder. Renier sets the screen. Kramer turns. Foul line jumper. Tough one guarded. No. Offensive board. Lang. Do they count it? The basket went in. They do count it. The basket counts for Micah Lang to beat the buzzer, ending the half. Holton coach questioning official Blake Thorson, saying, we might go back and watch that on the Holton and Sabatha channel. Halftime score. Well, it was Holton up by five at the end of 8 minutes, but with 16 minutes in the books, it's the Blue Jays ahead by four. Sabatha 25, Holton 21. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. It begins after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabatha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabatha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabatha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabatha.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Show with our score, Sabatha 25, Holton 21. Blue Jays trying to win their fourth game in a row and keep some momentum, getting a season sweep over the Wildcats with sub-state brackets for classes 2A and 3A coming out tomorrow. Sabatha will know how they stack up in the super sub-state of 16 coming up tomorrow. Holton led 14-9 at the end of one quarter. They were the ones on a little 7-0 run to close out the first quarter. Then it went back and forth, a ton of lead changes in that second quarter, but it was the Blue Jays who kind of took control. They got up by 5 points at 23-18 and lead by four here at halftime. One of the big differences in the half, free throws, Sabatha didn't attempt a single free throw in that first half. Holton got 8 free throw attempts, but they only made 4. So 4 out of 8 for the Wildcats at the line, and Sabatha did not attempt a free throw. Holton made 2 3-pointers. Sabatha made just 1. I had both teams down for about 6 turnovers at the half as well. Individual scoring numbers from the first half presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. It's tax season, but don't wait. Appointments have filled up fast with member firms Holton Tax Service, the Mike Tanking, Kate Omler, or Michelle Callison in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst or Courtney Bronkoff, just west of Whiting, the Optimized Tax Management Group firms. For the visiting Sabatha Blue Jays, they had 5 players score, led by Kyler Winger with 9 points. Mitchell Kramer had 6. Michael Lang and Brody Dieters both had 4. LT Thomas scored the other 2. A couple fouls early for Tyce Frazee, who didn't play in that second quarter much at all. Same thing for Holton, who lost Braden Peak pretty early in the second quarter. He's got 2 fouls and had to set and has not scored. And Luke Lassie has 2 fouls as well. But Lassie leading the Wildcats offensively. Luke's got 8 points. Eric DeDonder, Corbin Fox, they each have 4. Bodie Dillenheld, just a 1-made 3-point bucket. Caden Gale has the other 2 for the Wildcats, who are down 25-21 at halftime. Again, Holton will be at Royal Valley on Tuesday on the Holton Channel, and Bethel will be at Nemaus Central on Monday on the Blue Jay Channel. Regional wrestling tomorrow for the guys. We'll have coverage on both the Holton and Sabatha channels, the 3-1A Boys Regional at Council Grove tomorrow will be on the Sabatha channel, and the 4A Boys Regional in Tonganoxie will be on the Holton channel with live audio and video coverage of Boys Regional Wrestling coming up tomorrow. Scoreboard show coming up later tonight with Jake and Vaughn, so look forward to that. And we still got a second half of entertaining boys basketball to come here in the Big East with a 4-point game at halftime in favor of the Blue Jays against Holton. We'll take another time out. Our halftime show, again, brought to you by Highland Community College, starts here, go anywhere. Online at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College is close to home and far from death. Second half action coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to HighlandCC.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Justin, we're back with you, studio engineer Kurt Tillman tonight, Zach Tyree and Ethan Will on our production crew in-house. Silver Lake girls beat St. Mary's pretty handily, 60-37 earlier tonight. It was ACCHS girls over JCN, 51-42. Didn't get a whole lot of other girls' scores, at least in our thread, but we're getting those all posted up online at mscsports.net. Leading up to the Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show later tonight. I say we're getting scores up on the website, but I don't see any. We'll get some scores up here momentarily and the scoreboard show to follow. Our score at halftime in this boys game is Sabetha 25 and Holton 21. Both teams with six turnovers. It felt like it was a pretty fast-paced game. Luke Lassie was a big advantage inside for a while for the Wildcats, getting the start here on senior night. It'll be Carrick DeDonder starting instead of Logan Altenberg in the second half for the Wildcats. The rest of the starters are the same for both teams. And the Blue Jays will have the basketball, and they'll be going right to left now here in the second half with the Road Navy Blues, white numbers, letters, and Trent. Give and go, finding Winger to the basket, who had dishes it down low to Frazee. Frazee, the only Blue Jay with two fouls. Holton has Braden Peek and Luke Lassie each with two fouls, so we'll watch that. And here's a blocking foul as Fox tried to drive, and it's going to go on Tyler Winger. That is his first personal.
Brandon Peake had a wide-open three there, if not for the foul.
I think he only shot about once in the first half. Of course, he set the final 6.5 minutes. Here, Peake kind of gets it and scores on cue.
Wow.
I don't think that was a designed play, though. Somehow the ball kind of just found Peake, who was open there in the paint.
He probably heard us.
Off the screen, LT Thomas. Well, now send it back left of the lane to Kramer, who kicks it out to Dieters. Holton will continue to work some zone defense here early in this third quarter. Blue Jays by two. Neither team led by more than five. It was back and forth. We had a handful of lead changes as well in that second quarter. Holton was up five at the end of one, but trailed by four at halftime. And Thomas at the left hand, a little kiss off the window. Thomas good at getting to the basket. 27-23, Blue Jays. Holton breaks the pressure. Struggled with that, but they throw it away right into the hands of Brody Dieters. Coach Hunter's saying, you got to make a bounce pass. That's Holton's seventh turnover. Good job by Dieters defensively. That's another spot Sabetha's so good. You look at points given up, but the Blue Jays, one of the best. They fundamentally sound defensively, play great team defense. Peak feeding Lassie underneath. Trying the reverse layup again. Count it. Plus one. Luke's second reverse layup here tonight. It's on Tyce Frazee, and that's his third. Frazee has to check back out. Spent more time on the bench than the court tonight. Michael Lang will check in, replacing him. Passing now in double digits, 10 points. Finally makes the free throw. 1-for-4 at the line. Pulling Holton within 1 point. 6:20 left. We're in the third. Both fouls against the Blue Jays here in the third quarter thus far. Thomas. Bethe just looking for the right time to attack this zone. Another nice pass to Dieters under the basket and to find a Lang, but he missed the shot, and then Lang knocked it out of Peake's hands, but out of bounds. It'll be Holton basketball. 27-26. It's on a little 5-2 spurt to begin the second half, and they have the basketball in the home whites on senior night. Here moving left to right. Fox gets in the paint, pulls up, but a bit too strong. Thomas gets the long rebound. Sabetha does not have numbers, and wisely, Thomas will slow it up. And now down low, he finds Kramer.
Oh, wow.
Plus one. As he got there late and didn't think there was much contact, but Kramer able to score and will have a free throw. That's the third foul on Luke Lassie.
Being able to score, such a big dude, and definitely a confidence.
That's passing. It's phenomenal how crisp they are and able to have the vision to find the open man. Free throw by Mitchell Kramer. That was about his first free throw attempt of the game. Lassie with three fouls puts it on the floor, but he lost the basketball. Another Holton turnover up ahead to Kramer. Then a foul. This one on Bodie Dillon. That's his first. Their team fouls are now evened up here in the third quarter. Caden Gale about to check in. Oh, they said, oh, that was a shooting foul?
On Bodie Dillon, right?
Yeah, just the first foul on Dillon, but I didn't think the guy was shooting. That's Coach Hunter's beef right now, saying his feet were set. He was not in the act of shooting, hadn't left the floor, but free throws here, and the first one good for Mitchell Kramer. What did the official say to me in wink?
I'm not sure what he said, but the fact that he winked at us.
He probably said, don't be questioning the call.
I think he said that was a good call.
We were joking before the game. I said, hey, dude, just so you know, if you're not sure about a call, just come, we'll show the replay for you here. We got video now besides our radio broadcast, because both free throws are good by Mitchell Kramer, and so that's a lead by five. We were joking, having a good time before the game.
Said that to the refs?
Yeah. Yeah. They would never do that, by the way.
I better not miss it.
It's probably illegal, in fact.
Honestly, yeah.
Ball touched a couple hands real quickly and then went flying out of bounds. Going to stay with the Wildcats here. I feel like Sabetha attacking the basket just has a little bit more purpose than when Holton's trying to create offense and attack the basket.
I see what you mean.
And I feel like...
It's like they actually know what they're doing, and we have to figure it out.
Well, that's a little bit of it. I mean, that may sound a little bit harsh. I think it's a little more complicated than that. But, I mean, sometimes I think we just try to drive, and there's a ball knocked away. Good hustle sliding a Tyler Winger out of bounds in half court. Great defense. And I feel like we attack, but when Sabeth attacks, they're able to either finish or most times been passing. I don't know how many assists they have on their buckets tonight, but they know where everybody else is at on the floor and usually able to find somebody for a pretty high percentage shot. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Again, a deflection by Sabetha. Holton gets it back. Dillon double dribbled, they say. Struggled to kind of get full possession of the ball after another Blue Jay deflection. Holton's gotten a bit sloppy now with 3 turnovers here in the third quarter. And Holton plays hard, I feel like. There's a nice move right around the defender and a wide
again,
open
the
layup.
Passing.
Tyler Winger, nice fake, and then got the wide open layup, and we're going to get a Holton timeout. I think Holton plays hard, but I'm not sure there's been a boys basketball team I've watched this year that has played as hard as Sabetha. I mean, you know, offense, defense, getting hands on the ball, sliding to half court to try to save a deflection. Like, I just feel like their depth allows them to play really, really hard every minute that they're out there on the floor. And 11-7, all new starters pretty much, but 11-7 season. Looking for win number 12 here tonight. You're right, Ethan. It's not just one or two guys doing that for the Blue Jays. Earlier tonight, the Holton girls victorious. They won 55-27. Holton girls get their 10th win of the year and have won 4 of their last 5. Holton basketball out of a timeout, but now down by 7. So Seth is starting to balloon that lead up a little bit here in the third quarter. Little kick-out pass from Gale to DeDonder, but the shot won't go. Rebounded by Reed Mitchell. That's a 8-5 third quarter, and oh, that had an easy shot there, but it wouldn't go down, and it'll be Holton basketball. Without Lassie, talked about this a couple times, but Holton, of course, also without Brody Meyer is injured tonight, but man, without that size out there, it's been a struggle, especially defensively, just not having that rim protector down low. That's a man-to-man defense. Peek trying to work against Mitchell. Fox, top of the circle, over to DeDonder. Takes the open three. Gets it back to Corbin, and now over to Gale on the far side. 20 to go here in the third quarter. 33-26. Sabetha by 7. Sabetha led by 4 at halftime. Peek. Tough shot. Turns and faces, but missed it from the foul line. Tried to save it in with Bodie Dillon, but it's the Blue Jay ball. Peek a little bit frustrated there. Maybe tried to force offensively a little bit as he's had a quiet night and then just kind of shoves in the back. Frustration boils over at the other end for Peek. Picked up his 3rd. Little shove in the back there of Brody D.
Well, that was Peek who got that foul. It looked like somebody just fell.
Peek shoved the back of Brody Dieter, shoved him down. He was frustrated. We had talked about it on the offensive end, and he let that frustration carry over to defense. Jays pass up an open 3, fake another. Now Kramer fires the 2-point shot and missed. Bounded by Bodie Dillon. Head to Fox. Looking in transition. Fox, tough shot in the paint. Got it to drop. Corbin Fox now with 6, a much-needed Wildcat bucket. They're still down 5. Traveling this time against Dieters, and I got that for the first turnover against Sabetha here in the second half. Renier coming in for the Blue Jays. Pat Berger won over 500 games. Coach at Sabetha, of course, a lot of those with the girls before finishing out his career with the boys and retiring a couple years ago. Wurtenberger was an assistant several years under Coach Berger before taking over the program. Here's a Dillon three. Got a little room on a screen. Bethe gets the rebound on a nice tip to Dieters from Crazy. Dieters comes up the court, and the official trailing the play going to call foul back here at the timeline, and it's foul on Carrick DeDonder. I think that's four fouls now on Holton in the third quarter, but Blue Jays will be in the bonus for the final 2 minutes of this third frame. Bethe by five with the ball. Luke Grinier had it stolen away. Nice pass on the lob. Dillon up to DeDonder. Another wide open lay-in for Carrick. He's got six. Holds it down, only three. Minute 50 to go. Dieters, ball tip, stolen again. Holton has it down by just three. They've survived a struggle third quarter and a wide open triple. Dillon, ding dong, tied at 33. Dillon rings the bell, and the Cats have come back from an 8-point deficit to tie it here late in the third quarter. Getting it done with some defense and scoring in transition. Bodie Dillon with just his second bucket of the night. He's got a timeout. We'll keep it here. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor located just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Hiawatha girls beat Riverside tonight, 50-45. Scoreboard show with Jacob Boss coming up a little bit later this season. It looked like for a while, Ethan, that Sabetha was going to kind of pull away, but Holton, senior night here, last home game, and going some good fight here late in the third quarter, not going away.
Both teams are fighting, and they're not giving up. I love it.
Competitive. Neither team is led by more than eight. Holton's got to be careful. They already have four fouls here in the third quarter. Don't want to put good shooting Blue Jay team at the line. Sabetha turns it over and then commits a foul. And it's three turnovers here on Sabetha late in this third quarter. Holton's going to have it with a chance to take the lead. We are tied 33-33. Fox, Dillon, Peak, DeDonder, and Gale. Lassie's still on the bench. Sabetha's still man-to-man defense. Kramer and Winger and Dinger, then they get a steal. This is Tyler Winger with the steal to LT Thomas. Layup rolls in. He tried to swat it, but came up empty, and Holton's turnover, the Blue Jay bucket at the other end. Under a minute we go here in the third. That does not give up the lead, and now back on top 35-33. Peek to Dillon in the far corner. I don't think Bodie's come off the court tonight. Here's Gale over to Peak. Peak has scored just 2 points in this game. Gives the pass to Fox, who has 6 points. Holton has Lassie with 10. Nobody else more than six. Fox drives. Hang time shot over Rinier. And a little body English from Coach Hunter to coax it in. That's Holton down by one. 25 seconds to go. There's a nice pass and a foul. Two free throws coming. It wasn't an easy catch, but Tyler Winger, great body control, averaging 12 a game. He's got 11 tonight. Going to get two free throws right here. 70% free throw shooter. First one in and out. No good. So that's a 2-of-4 at the line. Holton is 4 of 9.
Where's Lassie back in?
Second free throw, no good. So he missed it both. And Tyler Winger. Crazy back in for the Blue Jays. The only Sabetha player with three fouls. Holton holding for one shot, trying to take the lead into the fourth quarter. Lassie gets it back to DeDonder. 7 seconds to go. Now Bodie Dillon looking left. Nobody home. Back right to DeDonder. 3 seconds to go. DeDonder drives up with the right hand. And it bounces.
Oh!
And Holton takes the lead at the end of the third quarter. 37-35. Holton with a 16-10 third quarter advantage. And a lot of it came late after they had fallen down by as many as eight. We've got 8 minutes to play in regulation, and we've got a ball game here in the Big East on the final Friday of the regular season. This is a full 1 minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
Identity theft is no joke. Over $10 billion was lost due to ID theft last year alone. Keep yourself safe by checking your credit reports annually, reviewing bank statements, and changing your passwords frequently. Be sure to review privacy settings on apps and your online accounts to protect your identity and give you peace of mind.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The fourth quarter, Holton 37, Sabetha 35. I'll catch up to and have the basketball here to start the final 8 minute stretch. Beth has gone to a zone, kind of a 1-3-1 Blue Jays zone. Very balanced attack for both these teams tonight. Sabetha had a big lead of 8 in the third quarter, but Holton won that third quarter 16-10. Really strong finish. Here's a wide open 3. Corbin Fox, good! And the Wildcats get 5 consecutive points going into the fourth quarter and coming out of it. And Fox is in double digits now with 11. Holton has made 4 threes tonight. 2 by Dillon, 2 by Fox. And the Wildcats up 5, matching their largest lead of the game. Coach Hunter telling his team, pleading here on senior night, to keep up the intensity and don't let up. 7 minutes to go here in the contest. Sabetha needing a win. They're 12th to get them a better sub-state standing. Holton needing a win. They've lost 5 in a row, and they've had just 5 wins all season. Rematch from January 14th. The Blue Jays pulled away and won that one at home. Here's a 3 by Kramer. Good! Much-needed triple by Mitchell Kramer. He's got 11. That's just the second main three of the night for the Blue Jays. Big-time shot by the senior. Bodie finds Pete to the basket. Reverse layup is good. What a finish by Braden Pete. Thought for a moment he might try to slam it, but he kind of lost balance and had to throw it behind his head to finish. Holton by 4. 6 minutes to go. It's 42-38. No fouls on either team here in the fourth quarter. Multiple players with 3 fouls in this game. Here's an open 3. It's Winger. No good this time. Rebounded by Peek. Dillon and the Wildcats have failed to finish games this season. Lassie, a little give and go to Dodonner. The ball's knocked and stolen away. That's 11 Holton turnovers. 2-on-2. Nice find. Left side. Winger missed the banker. Peek had it. And a foul, and it's going against Sabetha. Winger upset. Thought he could get that one to drop. Tyler Winger picks up his third personal. Frazee has got 3. For Holton, you got Peek with 3. Lassie with 3. And a timeout call by Blue Jay head coach Josh Wurtenberger. With 5 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the ballgame, with Schlegel's homegrown popcorn, 30-second timeout. Find your flavor of Schlegel's homegrown popcorn. Our score is Holton 42, Sabetha 38 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fulton's 4A sub-state bracket won't be out for another week. Sabetha's 3A sub-state bracket will be out tomorrow. Teams wrapping up the regular season early next week. Sabetha at Nemaha Central on Monday and Holton at Royal Valley on Tuesday. Regional wrestling coming up tomorrow. Holton basketball out of a timeout. They lead it 42-38. We're down under 5:25 left to go here in the contest. Collected out of bounds by the Blue Jays. No, this is a team not going to panic. Very experienced team, even though a lot of these senior guys didn't play a ton on varsity the last year or two. Part of winning teams, the tradition, the culture, winning pedigree of being a Blue Jay. Holton needing to be smart with Coach Hunter trying to install a new culture and trying to find a way to finish off a game in which they trailed by 8 earlier here in the second half. Holton kind of stalling a little bit, not forcing anything. This is the right decision, leading by 4. Now we're down to 4 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the contest. Beth went for the steal miss. Lassie had it deflected away and stolen. 12 turnovers on Holton. Lassie's been quiet in the second half, except one bucket. Here's an open 3. Kramer, no. Backside rebound by Fox. Holton dodged a bullet there on an open 3. Look for Kramer. Wildcats still up by 4. Sabetha man-to-man D. 4:20 to go in the game. Down low, Lassie. Up with the right hand. Count the basket, plus 1. Coach wants to talk to Luke Lassie. Looks like Coach, you got to shoot a free throw. I got an and one. Coach Hunter had very quick but direct words for Luke Lassie. He's looking for his second three-point play this half. Luke working on a career high night, 13 points, free throw pending. Foul was on Dieters, free throw's good. 14 points for Luke Lassie. Couple of old-fashioned three-point plays here in the second half. Gives Holton a 7-point lead. Just over 4 minutes to play.
Sorry, I was going to say, early in the season, Luke Lassie was dunking a lot. We haven't seen that recently, but had a lot more play overall. He's doing better on defense. Baskets inside.
Lassie just checked out, probably getting a breather to see if he can return and help finish this game. 45-38. Good find. Contact came. The basket wouldn't go for Kyler Winger, but he's going to get 2 free throws. Bethel's only attempted 5 free throws all night. Winger's 0-for-2 at the line. That is the first foul on Holton in this fourth quarter, and it's personal number 4 on Braden Peak. Free throw no good. Winger, 70% foul shooter, 0-for-3 tonight. Peak goes out with 4 fouls. Lassie's breath was very quick, and he's right back on the court. 2 players of double-digit scoring for each team. Fox has 11 with Lassie's 14. For Sabetha, Kramer and Winger both have 11, and now Winger's got 12 as he makes the second free throw. 2 possession game now at 45-39. 3:50 to go. Sabetha looking to trap. Fox drives and had it knocked to Cohen. Sabetha getting another breakaway up ahead. Layup good. Kyler Winger. Here come the Blue Jays. Winger's got 14. Coach Hunter telling his team, you got to take care of the ball. The bad lackadaisical passes. Sabetha getting tips on everything. Here's a drive by Bodie Dillon. He missed it. Rebound the Blue Jays. They got it. Down by 4. Sabetha was down 7 a moment ago, and now a foul. Going to be whistled against the Wildcats, and it'll be their second. So team fouls even at 2 here in the fourth quarter. This one is on Bodie Dillon. It's his second. 3:21 to go. Sabetha has the ball. They also have the possession arrow if we get a jump ball here in the final 3 minutes. Holton looks a little bit more tired. Blue Jays have subbed a little more. Thomas at 3. Missed it short. What a battle. Winger down low. Missed it. Now gets it back. Scores. Kyler Winger is taking over this game. What effort by Winger. Just relentless to give up. And it's a 2-point game. Winger's got 16 and was not going to be denied. 2:50 to go. Holton trying to catch their breath. Peek to the scores table with 4 fouls. and another deflection. This time it'll stay with the Cats. Coming off a tough, tight loss at Osage City. Before that, a tough, tight loss at Jeff West. And on senior night at home, they're trying to hang on, leading by two. Inbounds to Lassie. Holton hasn't scored in quite a while besides Lassie's three-point play. They've made just two buckets here in the fourth quarter. We're down to 2.5 minutes remaining. And a near steal. Pete gets it back, passes to Dillon, shoots a three. No good. Rebound by Sabatha. Sabatha's dominating the glass. Both ends of the court here when it counts the most. Thomas, an ill-advised three attempted last time, but he got bailed out with Winger getting the rebound and the putback. Sabatha ball down two. Tyler Winger up top to Dieter. Sabatha against the Holton zone. Feeds Dieters underneath. Finds Taylor coming to the basket. Shot blocked by Lassie. Lassie rejects Thomas. And Holton still holds the lead. And a timeout by the Wildcats with 1:55 to go. With Holton 45, Sabatha 43. Coming up, a 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great work by Ethan Wills, Zach Irie on our production here courtside in Holton tonight. Kurt Kilman, our studio producer. We're broadcasting on D, all of the above tonight. Rainbow Communications Area Game of the Week. We're on the Sabatha Channel, the Holton Channel, KNZA Hiawatha, KMZA Seneca. Getting the money's worth right now as we've got 1:55 to go and Holton trying to hold on, leading 45-43. Holton led by two coming into this fourth quarter. Built the lead up to seven. Two fouls on each team. Dillon being guarded tightly and a 5-second count. How about the defense by LT Thomas? Holton's fourth turnover in the fourth quarter. That surprised some folks, especially Holton and head coach Hunter, as the Blue Jays again have a possession down by just a pair. Thomas, Kramer, Winger, Micah Lang back out there right now. Nice find, reverse layup, spun in, Tyler Winger. Beautiful pass by Thomas. Tyler Winger now has 18 points, and he's tied this game at 45. And then another Sabatha steal. Pass ahead to Kramer. One-on-one with Dillon. Out the basket, plus one. Here come the Blue Jays again. Mitchell Kramer, 13, and a free throw. Bodie Dillon with 3 points. Holton. Late turnover. And the three-point play by Kramer gives him 14. Holton needs a timeout. 48-45, what a Blue Jay run. Tyler Winger and Mitchell Kramer, couple Sabatha seniors, putting the Blue Jays on their back. And we'll return in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tyler Winger and Mitchell Kramer have combined for 13 Sabetha points here in the fourth quarter alone. Sabetha's come from a seven-point deficit down 45-38, and they are on a 10-0 run. And all 10 of those points by Kramer and Winger. A 10-0 Blue Jay run, and we're down to a minute 12 remaining. Holton's got the basketball out of the timeout. Certainly not time to panic, but they're down by three. And the first thing they got to do is take care of the basketball because too many turnovers here late when it matters the most. And there's another deflection. Sabetha is so good on defense. All that debt paying off. Here's the DeDonder tray. We're tied! We're tied at 48. DeDonder from downtown. 50 seconds to go. Confidence a few feet behind the arc by Carrick. Dieters and a foul on Holton, and it's going to be third one in this fourth quarter. Nope, fourth one now. So any more Holton fouls, the Blue Jays are at the line. Oh, and Bodie Dillon just fouled out. Bodie Dillon just fouled out.
In the final 45 seconds.
That is a tough, 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 tough loss for Holton. Logan Altenberg is in with DeDonder, Fox, Lassie, and Peak. Holton's only played seven guys all night. Now they're down to six. Sabetha's got the ball in a tie game. 35 seconds to go. Holton's matched up. Now they're man-to-man. Pulling Lassie away from the basket a bit. It's a five-out offense, and they might hold for the final shot of the game. Either overtime or win if you're the Blue Jays right now, and we get a timeout by Blue Jay head coach Josh Wurtenberger. He's got 21 seconds to draw up a game-winning opportunity. And Sabetha trying to avoid the upset, unlike a year ago, and get a much-needed 12th win with sub-state brackets coming out tomorrow. What a game this has been. Holton was up by five at the end of the quarter. Sabetha was up by 4 points at halftime. Sabetha led by eight in the third quarter, but Holton came back and took a 37-35 lead into the fourth. And then Holton got a three-pointer, and they led by five. And it wasn't that long ago that the Wildcats led 45-38 before Sabetha went on a 10-0 run. Sabetha went ahead 48-45 on that 10-0 run. Then Carrick DeDonder hitting a big three to tie it up. DeDonder with 11 points. Fox with 11 points. Holton led by Lassie with 14. For Sabetha, two guys have scored more than 4 points tonight. And they're coming up big time here in the fourth quarter. Holton's got to know where Mitchell Kramer and Kyler Winger are. They have combined for 33 points here in this game. 48-48. Sabetha still has the possession arrow if we have a jump ball. Holton has four fouls, so they can't foul. Sabetha gets it in. 20 seconds to go. Winger up top with Dieters. Holton is man-to-man. Sabetha tried to pull him away from the basket. Lassie hanging out in the lane. Here's Kramer. The clock down to 10. Little shake and bake. Kramer drives. Big collision with Lassie. Shot missed. Charge foul. A charge foul. With 6 seconds remaining, Luke Lassie takes the charge. Now it's Coach Marco Hunter who wants a timeout. And Holton may get the game-winning opportunity. It's the Wildcats that have the ball with 6 seconds to go here at the end of regulation. We might get some OT. We got an exciting finish for you, and it's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a ball game. 48-48 out of a Schlegel's homegrown popcorn. 30-second timeout. Justin Flukback back with you here in Holton. Full court man-to-man pressure by Sabetha. 6 seconds on the clock, tied at 48 at the end of regulation. The ball inbounded to Corbin Fox. He's across half court with 4 seconds. He lets it fly, and it's off the glass. No good. Rebound to Gale. Oh, it's good. It's good. Count the basket. Holton wins on a putback by Caden Gale. The three-pointer by Fox appeared to be a little premature and not the best look the Wildcats could get, but he shot it soon enough that there was a chance for the offensive rebound, and Gale with the stick back to beat the buzzer, and Holton wins 50-48. Holton snaps a five-game losing streak. They're going to make a big circle on this Holton home floor in their final home game of the year. And new coach Marco Hunter is going to ask fans and students to join in on a victory celebration as the putback by Caden Gale is the game winner for the Wildcats. And for the second straight year, they knock off Sabetha with an upset. This time at home on senior night, when it looked like the Wildcats were going to find another way to lose another tight game in which they had leads throughout the night. But this time it's Gale's putback. Ironic, because Sabetha had a putback at the end of the first half that put the Blue Jays up by 4 at intermission. And tonight's a little bit different because it's not just going to be head coach Marco Hunter at the middle of the court here at Holton High School Gymnasium. As coach Marco Hunter has the five seniors, including the injured Brody Meyer, who couldn't play tonight, Luke Lassie, Bodie Dillon, who fouled out in the final 40 seconds, Braden Peek and Logan Altenberg, and the gym now filled with a circle of students, family, cheerleaders, friends, all holding hands as Coach Hunter leads the celebration, and Holton wins it 50-48. Postgame is coming up next.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility's like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a great night of basketball, but the announcer gets in the way and screws up the final call, as I need to apologize to Holton's here, which just makes it all the more rewarding for the Wildcats. They get the buzzer beater, and they beat Sabetha 50-48, but I had the wrong guy. I had mentioned it was Caden Gale that got the putback off the long early missed three by Carrick DeDonder, but the putback was by Logan Altenberg, the Holton senior, and I missed it. I said it was Caden Gale, and it wasn't. It was senior Logan Altenberg, and how fitting that is to have one of the hardest working kids around in his senior night of high school basketball to be in the perfect place at the perfect time, with just enough time to get that rebound and the stick back for the victory and the walk-off Holton win, 50-48 over Sabetha. This is a Logan Altenberg player that I believe has made maybe three baskets all year, but that is one that he will remember for a lifetime, no doubt. Holton gets their sixth win of the season. Snaps the five-game skid. Will be at Royal Valley to wrap up their regular season next week, a Royal Valley team that they've already defeated once this season. Again, those 4A sub-state brackets won't be out for a whole nother week. For Sabetha, well, they're 11-8, so still a lot of possibilities for the Blue Jays, and depending on how some other games go tonight, how it'll shake out in the first-round opponent that Sabetha will be facing next Thursday evening. Again, those 3A brackets along with 2A will be out tomorrow. Jacob Boswell will have much more on all that during the scoreboard show that's coming up here in a bit. Well, this game, a little bit tough to put in words. It was super competitive. No team ever had a double-digit lead. There was times it looked like both teams maybe going to pull away. Holton led by 5 at the end of one quarter. Sabetha led by 4 on a stick back at halftime. Sabetha was up 8 in the third quarter before Holton went on a big run and took the lead 37-35 at the end of the third quarter. Then they hit a triple to begin the fourth. Little 5-0 run there for Holton. Had him up by 5 early in the fourth quarter. In fact, they led by 7, 45-38. And that's when Sabetha went on a 10-0 run. About the midway point of that third quarter, the Blue Jays dominating behind Mitchell Kramer and Kyler Winger. That 10-0 run. And they were from down 7 at 45-38 to up by 3 at 48-45. Got a basket by Kyler Winger to tie it. Got a triple by Mitchell Kramer to take the lead. So 48-45, but then Holton ends up getting the final 5 points of this game as a charge call when we were still tied up against the Blue Jays with 6 seconds to go on their offensive possession. Holton with 6 seconds left. Long three-pointer that's no good, but the putback by Altenberg, that's the first buzzer-beating win for Marco Hunter and the Holton Wildcats this season. They get the victory 50-48. Logan Altenberg, the only points on that putback shot. Check of the final stats tonight presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kate Onner, and Michelle Callison in Holton, or any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Gangst, Courtney Bronca. for the visiting Sabetha Blue Jays tonight. Those two players definitely did most of the work, Kramer and Winger. Nobody else scored more than four for Sabetha tonight. Tyler Winger had 8. Mitchell Kramer finished with 14. And it was 4 for Brody Dieters, 4 for LT Thomas, and 4 for Micah Lang. Sabetha just 4 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. They made just 3 shots from 3-point land this game. They finished the night with a respectable 10 turnovers. For Holton, a big night for Luke Lassie, especially early on, helping get Holton off to a good start and a 5-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Lassie had 6 in that opening stretch, getting the start tonight. He finished with a team-high 14. Tarek DeDonder and Corbin Fox both ended up with 11 points. Bodie Dillon had 6. Braden Peake held to just 4. Caden Gale had 2. Logan Altenberg, final 2 of the game, give Holton victory. Holton did have 14 turnovers tonight. They were just 5 of 10 from the free throw line. Holton made 5 point baskets this contest, and they get their 6th win of the year, now 6-13. Colts in their 4th win against the Big East opponent here. This split for the Betha and Holton for the 2nd consecutive year, a sweep for the Holton Wildcats here at home on Saturday night. The Holton girls win 55-27. Holton boys win 50-48. We need to pick a couple players to bank on. They're presented on 92.1 by the Farmers State Bank of Onega and Westmoreland. That player tonight is going to be Logan Altenberg, the Holton player. Had just 2 points. But, you know, he came in because Bodie Dillon fouled out with 39 seconds to go. Altenberg got his first career start tonight here tonight. And then he had the finish with the game bucket as time expired to give Holton the win. Logan Altenberg, Holton, our Farmer State Bank of Omega and Westmoreland player to bank on. Also a player to bank on presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Man, it's tough to pick one of the two guys, Mitchell Kramer and Kyler Winger for Sabetha, but I think Kyler Winger, one that we'll give it to tonight, as he scored 8. He consists, both those guys scored in all 4 quarters. They had all but 1 of the Sabetha points 4th quarter tonight. But Winger, a little bit better, although I'm sure he would tell you as a 70% free throw shooter coming in, he'd love to have a couple of those attempts back. Winger went 1 of 4 from the charity stripe tonight. But 18, Citizens State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha player to bank on for the Holton wins at 50-48 in the boys' game. Girls for Holton 55-7. Sabetha will be at Nemaw Central Monday on the Sabetha Channel. Holton will be at Royal Valley on Tuesday night to wrap up their regular season on the Holton Channel. Tomorrow, wrestling on the Holton and Sabetha Channels, 321A at Council Grove on the Sabetha Channel. Class 4A regional wrestling at Tonganoxie tomorrow on the Holton Channel. Substate brackets will be out. And, man, it's going to be a lot of fun here over the next. Thanks to Kirk Kilman, our studio engineer tonight, for Zach Irene, Phil on our production team. Justin Fluke, thanks so much for listening. And stay tuned. Coming up next, it is Jake and Boz with the Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio. Recognize.